Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 4, Chapter the First. A Tolerable Life Dehappified.
Annoyance, peevifications, and a whole sack of grr.
Are you cross, Sir Philip?
You know me so well, old servant. My cursed son-in-law is late. He is so asinine. No, worse. He is acid 10. At least my beloved daughter shall be with him.
Mr. and Mrs. Sourkill, sir.
You're late.
My fault, Sir Philip. I tried to put my hat on a hat rack. Only I forgot to take it off first.
It took two large men an hour to prize him free.
Alas, the hat is ruined. As is part of my head.
And my new class overran.
New class?
I and other like-minded ladies are learning how to wear trousers.
Preposterous.
It is surprisingly difficult, as you are currently proving, Papa.
These trousers are meant to be worn like this. They are Japanese buttock-airing pantaloons. Given to me by Emperor Samurai Sushi Stereotype himself. A great man. When he died, he was interred using the traditional Japanese art of berigami. He was folded so small, his coffin was the size of a matchbox.
Shall we continue your life story, Sir Philip?
Yes, it would be better if I did all the talking from now on.
I shall set up my equipment.
A device. Oh, joy and ecstasy with a cherry on the top.
Really?
No! Misery and wretchedness with a dead badger on the top.
This amazing machine records and shows moving pictures.
A kinematograph?
No. This is the filmy picture. Would you take a look at that ogram? Or for Poilitog, for short.
Such a catchy name.
It is less catchy than a malcoordinated child with hands made from butter having cricket balls fired at him from a cannon.
Watch as I project a sample for Poilitog onto the wall.
When I first saw one, I was so startled I became a man for 3 minutes.
How was that?
Oh, fun! I shaved, voted, and started a war.
This is a Fopwilatog of horses stampeding towards the Fopwilatog orator. Fear not, it is merely pictures.
Oh, it is so real. You feel you could almost touch them. Oh, you can.
How extraordinary that while I was showing you images of stampeding horses, some horses should stampede through the room. Oh, the Fopwilatog is destroyed.
The world can celebrate later. Meanwhile, you shall hear my story. Previously, you heard how my twice-dead, evil ex-guardian, gently benevolent, had married his long-lost childhood love, Miss Sweetly Delightful, then proceeded on an evil honeymoon of distinct villainy, culminating in the kidnap of Queen Victoria. In her royal absence, Britain suffered. The colour remained untrooped, new stamps were left blank, and there were 10 minutes of awkward silence at 3 o'clock every Christmas Day. I, Pip Bim, my best friend Harry Biscuit, and my wife Rightly desperately sought her. Alas, like a Scottish menu, our search bore no fruit.
We have searched nearly every house in Britain.
Just one more address to try. The Evil Fortress, number 1, Queen's Here Street.
There is a plaque. By royal appointment, kidnappers to the Queen.
I'm in here. I'm the Queen.
We need a plan.
There will be guards. I shall distract them with a seductive disrobing dance.
How long would that give us?
Oh, these are moralistic times, so to get down to my undergarments, 4 days.
Giving us time to rescue the Queen.
I shall use my newly invented cake cannon. Lethal and delicious.
But as we prepared to storm the evil fortress, the door swung open, revealing a familiar face.
Mr. Benevolent, you queen-napping fiend.
Thank goodness you're here. Why does it take you so long?
Why would you want us to rescue the Queen?
Because I'm good now, married.